And if you are an animal lover of the North Coast, well, then I don't need to tell you about how important the SPCA's work is, but our local animal-loving cohort will also know that an organization like the Durban and Coast SPCA relies on donations and fundraising throughout the year to make sure that it can continue to do its tireless and really important work. And to that end, there is a chance for you, if you're an animal lover and a golf lover, to get behind the initiative that is going to be a golf day of note and a fundraiser of note for the Durban and Coast SPCA. But what do I know? I'm just a DJ. In the studio with me, I have two ladies who do know what they're talking about when it comes to the SPCA, and welcoming to our studio on a Monday morning, Christelle Pretorius, who is the Education Officer and Marketing Coordinator for the Durban and Coast SPCA. Christelle, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
You know what? Apart from being a little rain-soaked, not too bad on a Monday. And alongside you, you've got backup in the form of Mary Kuhn, who is the Bequest Liaison and Income Coordinator, a very important title for the Durban and Coast SPCA. Mary, welcome to you as well. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Hey, well, thanks for coming all the way down to Ballito to give us the scoop and to let us know about, well, firstly, I want to find out about who you are and what you do as the Durban and Coast chapter of the SPCA. Christelle, maybe you can paint the picture for us.
Okay, so we're the Durban and Coast Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. So basically, we are the voice for the voiceless. We have been speaking for animals now for over 100 years.
Is that a fact?
Yep, that is a fact. We are actually the largest SPCA in KZN and the second largest in South Africa. We rescue abused and neglected domestic, farm, and wild animals. We promote responsible pet ownership. We provide a shelter for strays and unwanted animals. And we also provide veterinary services for those that are underprivileged.
Wow, so it's a whole sweep of work. Obviously, it is continuous. It is rolling right throughout the
year.
And provides such a broad spectrum of really important services. I imagine that it's not a simple operation and not a cheap operation to run. That's where I could see the Bequest Liaison and Income Coordinator's job becomes very important, Mary. Am I right?
It is. People can leave a bequest to the SPCA, and it means that they will be supporting the SPCA beyond their life. And basically, the SPCA runs on donations and bequests. The SPCA has been built on bequests of the past. Yeah. That's where we are right now.
And there are more than a few people with big hearts for animals here on the KZN North Coast. When it comes to looking at the areas that you serve as the Durban and Coast SPCA, Christelle, what is your reach?
Okay, we cover a very large area all the way from the old airport in the south, mm-hmm. Up until just before the Tugela River in the north.
Wow.
So it's quite a large area, and we have thousands of animals coming through our doors.
It must be an incredibly complicated thing to coordinate with an area of such a large coverage. And the need is immense, as it always is. But, nowadays, budgets don't stretch as far as they would have 10 years ago. And so even more now than ever, there is a need for good people to step up and to help you help the animals. And to that end, the golf day that I'm looking at on the cards is going to be one of your big fundraising pushes as 2024 gets ready to wrap up. Give us the scoop. What is the purpose of the golf day, and where is it going to be held?
Okay, so it's our annual, one of our annual fundraising events is our golf day, which is happening on the 1st of November at the Mount Edgecombe Country Club Golf Estate. Mm. This gives people an opportunity to help us raise essential funds that we need to take care of the furry orphans at ISPCA. It also gives an opportunity to our sponsors to promote their businesses while supporting a worthy cause.
Brilliant. So let's look at how folks can get involved, both as players and as sponsors? What is the participation cost and what sponsorship opportunities are available?
Okay, so we'll be playing in a four-ball alliance, two scores to count. It's 4,500 Rand per four ball. That includes halfway house lunch, dinner, and of course, great prizes.
Brilliant.
If you're not a golfer, you can still support our SPCA by sponsoring a green or a tee. That ranges from about 1,500 to up to 11,000 rands. Also, we're looking for prizes, vouchers that we can hand out on the day. So any type of sponsorship, we will be grateful for.
Amazing. Anything for our goodie bags as well.
Yes.
Our goodie bags, of course, of course. It's not a golf day without a goodie bag.
Yes.
And the date, once again, if you want to put that in the calendar.
Okay, so mark your calendars. It's on the 1st of November at the Mount Edgecombe Country Club Golf Estate, Lakes Course.
Okay, and have you you've still got a few spaces available?
Yes, we do have a few spaces left, so...
All right. Now, if you want to get in touch and find out about putting your team together, getting them signed up for the golf day, or to inquire about other ways that you might be able to support the Durban and Coast SPCA, what's the smartest way to stay in touch and to reach out, Christelle?
Okay, if you are interested in supporting the golf day, you can email our marketing department. The email is marketing@spcadbn.org.za. You can give us a call. You can also follow us on Instagram and on Facebook.
There you go. Always a safe bet just to pop onto the socials. And now Belita obviously falls very much within your care.
Yes.
And in Belita, there is a really special spot called the Dog Box Charity Shop. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me about the Dog Box.
So our Dog Box charity shop is also dedicated to raising funds to care for the animals at our SPCA. We rely solely on the community to give us donations, secondhand goods, gently used items, any type of donations, toys, clothing, household items that, of course, we can sell in our charity shop. And that's another way for us to raise funds for the animals.
So that is always a great place to pop into, and you'll find it open right throughout the year.
That's correct. There's always a treasure to be found.
Absolutely. It's great value finds, and you know that you're doing good with every purchase and supporting the tireless work of the Durban and Coast SPCA. And Mary, from your side.
It's totally run by volunteers. Volunteers do different shifts, and then we have a lady that runs or supervises all the volunteers, and they pitch up every single day and they work tirelessly.
That's amazing.
And it's not for pay, it's voluntary. They just love the animals.
That's a story that I think not enough people know about. And if you are listening to this and you're feeling motivated, inspired, and moved, and you'd like to get involved as a volunteer in this or other capacities, because I'm sure there's no shortage of volunteer work and assistance that you can contribute towards the Durban and Coast SPCA. On those same portals, Christelle, can you get in touch to find out about what volunteer positions are available?
Yes, or you can contact Mary. She does our volunteer coordinating as well.
Mary! So,
Jack of all trades.
Will your contact details be findable via the web as well, Mary?
Basically, on our website, there is a how you can help form that you fill in, and it automatically comes through to us, and then we respond to that.
Really good.
Yeah.
So I think this is absolutely a great message to be putting out on a Monday. And whether you're young or old, if you've got a heart for animals and you want to give back and be part of the incredible legacy of the Durban and Coast SPCA, for over a century, over 100 years, doing incredible work, and the need is as great as it's ever been, this is your chance to get involved and to support in one way or another, whether it's through playing a round of golf on this great upcoming golf day, or by volunteering and helping with our local Dog Box charity shop in Belita, or in a myriad of other ways. This organization continues to be a really invaluable asset to life along our coastline, and the lives of animals, big and small. Any last words from your side, Christelle?
We just want to say thank you for having us, and we look forward to seeing everybody on the green. And please don't forget to sponsor.
Absolutely.
And as well as visit the dog box. There's always a treasure to be found. And when you're cleaning out, don't forget the dog box. Donate your old items that you no longer need. We can definitely.
Whatever it is. Yes. Knickknacks, books, items that could find a new home somewhere, a new lease on life. Yes. And one more time, that date for that golf day coming up.
1st of November at the Mount Edgecombe Country Club Golf Estate.
There you go. Mary, any last words from your side?
No.
For the love of animals. just get behind.
Thanks for everybody that are going to be donating.
Yeah. There you go. I like the positivity there. It's coming in. And you heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. My special guests from the Durban and Coast SPCA, Christelle Pretorius, the Education Officer and Marketing Coordinator, and Mary Kuhn, Bequest Liaison and Income Coordinator, and the lady who will make sure that if you're a volunteer for the dog box that you get your shift assigned properly. And looking forward to seeing you on the green on the golf day.
Yes, fantastic.
Yay, you heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And for more info, don't forget to check out the social pages and the website for the Durban and Coast